You think this is enough potatoes?
Mm. Oh, yes, I should think so. Mm. Oh, it is nice having you here, darling.
It's nice to be here.
Wish you could stay a bit longer.
Oh, yeah, so do I.
How did you think Lillian's holding up, really?
Oh, I think she's very scared.
Putting a brave face on it.
Mm. She's not the only one. I know you're finding this just as difficult. Mm.
Oh, Debbie, it's such a mess.
I know.
And it's only going to get worse. It's hard enough facing people in the village now.
Told you, you don't need to worry about what they think.
But supposing Matt goes to prison?
Yeah, it may not come to that. Anyway, this village is full of jailbirds.
Oh, Debbie, it's not. I mean, like who?
Tom. He nearly went to prison for trashing those crops.
He was acquitted.
Well, Susan Carter, then. I mean, she's definitely done time. I haven't noticed anyone shunning her.
Well, she was shielding her brother.
And he's another one. Still in there, isn't he?
Well, that's rather different from defrauding innocent people of their hard-earned money.
Yeah, I don't think Matt's done that.
Oh, and you think he's innocent?
Well, I wouldn't go that far, but he's not interested in ordinary people's nest eggs. From what I know, his stuff's on a much bigger scale.
You're not cheering me up.
It's Matt's responsibility.
But I'm involved. He's my sister's partner.
I know that's a worry for you, but oh God, Lillian's such a fighter. She'll bounce back.
And then there's Brian.
He's got nothing to do with Matt's company.
Well, I know. But they're on the border bordered to land together, aren't they? And people are bound to think that he knew something was going on.
Or isn't Matt planning to resign?
Not as far as I know. Chalkman certainly can't be, because nobody knows where he is.
Well, I'm sure Brian will make it very clear that he's not implicated at all. And Matt would back him, whatever else he might do.
Oh, maybe, but who's going to believe Matt now?
Come on, Annabelle, pick up. I know you're there. Oh, hell.
Lunch shouldn't be too long. Who are you ringing?
Oh, no one special.
And why are you looking so guilty? Any news on Chalkman?
Oh, I wish. Oh, if you must know, I was ringing Annabelle.
Why on earth would you be ringing her?
Because I was trying to get hold of her all last week and she wasn't returning my calls.
And you're surprised?
I thought I'd try her at home. She must be there because the answering machine is switched off, but she...
But she knows it's you and she doesn't want to get involved. What else did you expect?
A little solidarity, a bit of loyalty.
From that woman? She won't want to know you now.
I thought we were friends.
Oh, yeah, when you were on the up. But now the going's got tough.
Yeah, right.
And she won't be the only fair-weather friend.
I don't suppose she will. Most of the board are cold-shouldering me, and as for Chalky, guess I'm lucky I've still got you, eh? Eh, Puska?
Yeah. Yes, you are.
There you are, darling.
Oh, thank you. Well, what about a little toast? It's lovely to have you here, Debbie.
Indeed it is.
Well, it's good to be here. I'll tell you someone else who's pleased to be home. I bumped into Will when I was out yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Oh, did you?
Mm-hmm. Seemed very happy.
Well, I think his time in Gloucestershire did him a lot of good. It really shook his ideas up.
He's certainly enthusiastic about sowing more cover crops.
Exactly. Well, that's a case in point.
He even asked me if Adam had made a start on them.
Well, he is keen. We only talked about it on Wednesday.
Mm, I think I burst his bubble.
Oh,
I told him I doubted Adam would get round to it for a while.
Oh, no, he is rather busy at the moment. It's a shame he couldn't come for lunch.
Oh, well, Ian doesn't often get a Sunday off. I didn't want them to change their plans for me. There'll be other times.
Yes. Debbie was saying she might try to get over more often.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Do you want me to go and check on the roast potatoes, Mum?
No, I'll do it. You stay here and finish your drink.
So we might see more of you.
If I can manage it.
Would Marshall have something to say about that?
He understands it's time for a bit of family solidarity. Anyway, I could bring him with me.
Your mother'd be pleased. And I'd like to meet him, of course.
He'd like to meet you.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Good. Yeah, though I rather wish it was in happier circumstances. Oh, Debbie, I could kill Matt. What did he think he was playing at?
Good question.
I feel for him, of course. But it's so hard. We're all connected to his dealings in one way or another. The whole family.
Yeah, That's what's worrying Mum.
And it can't be a picnic for you either, trying to work with them at the moment.
Well, the estate is owned by Borchester Land, let's remember.
Yeah, of course.
The responsibility's to them, thank goodness. And, curiously enough, Matt's been rather elusive recently.
You don't surprise me. Though not as elusive as Mr. Chalkman.
Harder for you, I should think.
Me?
With them both being directors. And the Lillian connection.
Oh, well, yes. Yes, it is. And then there's the debacle with Tom.
Yes. Matt's really landed you in it, hasn't he? Yeah,
he certainly has.
I can't believe he hasn't resigned from Borchester Land yet. It's got to happen sooner or later. And that would relieve a bit of the pressure on you, surely.
Yeah, it would.
I presume you've suggested it.
I have, but he's very difficult to talk to at the moment.
I know.
I mean, I'm glad it isn't just me he's avoiding. And to be fair, I suppose Borchester Land is the least of his worries.
It won't be easy for BL to do business when people know the chairperson's about to go down for fraud.
No.
Which makes things even harder for you.
I wish I could do more to resolve the situation. Your mother's worried sick.
You seem to have done everything you could.
Maybe.
Oh, come on, Brian. You've always been very honourable in your business affairs. But I do sympathise. Matt's behaving very badly.
The potatoes look lovely, but I think they could do with another 10 minutes.
Oh, good. I need to make a couple of calls, if you'll... excuse me?
Maybe this is Annabelle.
I doubt it.
Matt Crawford.
Hello, Matt.
Oh, Debbie.
Oh, does she want to speak to me?
Is it Lillian you're after?
Oh, in a minute, maybe. I'd like to talk to you first.
I should talk to you later.
Oh, OK, fine. I'll see to the lunch. Give me a call when you've finished.
Right, Debbie, what can I do for you?
I just wondered if I might be able to see you before I go back.
Oh, I don't know. I've got a lot on at the moment.
Well, my flight's not till tomorrow afternoon. I could just drop round in the morning.
What's it about?
Oh, just a few odds and ends of estate business.
Doesn't sound that urgent. Could just ring or email if you need anything.
Yeah, only it seemed like a good opportunity for a face-to-face discussion. It's often quicker.
Well, yeah, normally I'd agree, but at the moment I...
You really are that hard-pressed?
Yeah, I'm afraid so. So if that's all...
Well, if things are so difficult, maybe you should think about dropping a few responsibilities.
Meaning?
Borchester Land. Well, it can't be easy for you, struggling with your responsibilities to the board.
Why? No one's accused me of defrauding them.
Well, no, but, well, you can see it's a little difficult for some of the other directors.
You mean Brian?
Among others. I just feel it might be less complicated for everyone, including you, if you thought about resigning.
Oh, do you? Well, I think I'll be the best judge of that.
Matt.
No, I'm sorry, Debbie. I don't want to discuss this now, especially with you.
Look, all I'm saying is that...
Goodbye. Oh... I don't believe this. Look, Debbie, I told you, I don't want to have...
Debbie? I see. Been up to your old tricks while I've been away, have you?
Chalky. Where the hell have you been?
We are having a pudding, aren't we?
Hmm? Oh, yes. Apple crumble. Debbie's favourite.
Well, mine too.
You better call her.
Oh, that smells delicious, Mum.
Perfectly timed.
How's Marshall? Missing you?
I haven't rung him yet. I've been talking to Matt.
Matt?
Yes, I mentioned him resigning from the board.
Oh.
Unfortunately, I didn't succeed. He just didn't want to know.
Oh, well, thank you for trying anyway.
Sorry.
It was a kind thought.
It was. I don't suppose you'd like to have a word with Tom too, would you?
So why can't you tell me where you are?
Because you don't need to know.
Yes, I do. Have you any idea what you left me here to face all on my own?
Not in detail.
Oh, yeah, in detail.
Which is why I'm ringing you now.
It's a bit late for that. You disappear without warning. I have no contact with you.
I'm telling you, it was in our best interest that I got away.
Oh, yeah, just a coincidence that the fraud squad walked in through the front doors, you walked out the back.
Exactly. How could I concentrate on working out a plan to save us with all those distractions?
Oh, I see. That's what you've been doing, is it? You're the man with the plan now, are you?
Yes, I am.
Well, come on then. Come on. Let's hear this wonderful plan I could do with a laugh.
What's with the attitude?
We both know you can't worm your way out of this one, mate.
Matt, I know you're upset, but if you just listen
to me... No, it's too late.
Why is it? We've got out of worse scrapes than this, haven't we, eh? The old team, you and me?
No, nothing like this.
Come on, you never quit on anything yet. Do you want to take them on?
Yeah, you know I do.
You like a good fight as much as I do. We can win this one, Matt.
No, I can't. It's too late, Chalky.
You keep saying that.
I'm going to have to go. I'm not even supposed to be talking to you.
Why? What's happened?
Well, you fled the country.
You don't know that.
Well, I don't suppose you're holed up in real, sunning yourself while I'm hung out to dry.
Is there something I should know, man?
If you know what's good for you, mate, you'll come back here and talk to the police.
And why would I want to do a thing like that? Matt?
My solicitor advised me...
Your solicitor?
Yeah, you didn't expect me not to take legal advice, did you?
You've sold me out, haven't you? Where else would your solicitor be telling you not to talk to me?
Because he's got the good sense to work out what snake in the grass you are.
You stupid idiot!
Oh, exactly. Yeah, oh, I'm stupid! Am I the one who got us into this mess?
I don't give a toss who got us anywhere! Now I know you've gone snivelling to the police!
I'm ending this conversation, Stephen.
Fine! But before you go, let me give you a friendly warning.
I'm not up for threats, Chalky.
Maybe you should be. Watch your back, all right? Mate!
Oh, and wait! Chalky!
Matt, what's going on?
That wasn't Debbie. It was Chalky.
Yeah, I gather that. What did he want? What did he say?
Good question.
Wait, is he going to come back? Is he going to go to the police?
I doubt it, Puscat, but if he does come back, I don't think it'll be to talk to them.
That's right, Smiler. Yeah, you eat your husk.
Make you big and strong, won't it?
She's quite big and strong enough already.
Oh, what a thing to say. Did you hear your daddy? You're beautiful, aren't you? Yes, you are. Oh, thanks for bringing her round, Roy.
Well, I thought Brenda might like to see her. Might cheer her up.
Yeah, I wish Summer would.
Where is she? She gone out?
No, she's in bed.
She hasn't got up yet. But it's nearly lunchtime.
Oh, now she got up. She was up half the night. I could hear her pacing around. And she made me breakfast when I got back from the milk round, but then she went back to bed.
She's still not sleeping, then?
No. Same every night. I'm really worried about her.
Yeah.
I mean, it was bad enough when she was texting Tom every 5 minutes, but now she's stopped. Well, I think it's worse.
Why did she stop?
She never got a reply. I mean, have you heard from him?
Not really. I called a couple of times, but first time I got voicemail, and second he said he was too busy trying to get new finance for the business.
Oh, I don't know what to do. I want to tell her that she's well shot of him if he's treating her like this.
No, don't do that.
Yeah, well, I am. I am stupid. I know it wouldn't help.
Well, what would?
I don't know. You tell me. I was wondering...
Yeah?
Just think if you or me had a word with Tom.
No, Dad. I mean, what would we say? It's between them.
Yeah, I suppose you're right.
I am. We got to let them sort this out for themselves.
Oh, hi, Mum. What are you doing here?
Waiting to see you.
Was it that urgent? Who's minding the shop?
Never mind about that. What's this about you having a tattoo?
Oh, that.
Yes, that. So it's true?
Well, yeah, but who told you anyway?
Emma popped into the shop this morning.
I bet she loved that.
So, where is it, this abomination?
You want to see it?
Yes. I'm assuming it's somewhere decent.
It's only on my arm, look. Honestly, Mum, it's no big deal.
Oh, it's horrible. Oh, Christopher, what have you done?
I know it looks a bit gross now.
A bit?
But that's only because the scab's forming. Oh. When that drops off.
Oh, put it away, please. It's revolting.
It'll be okay, honestly.
Accept it to me. You'd better go straight round to the doctor's.
No, I've told you, that's only temporary.
Lord knows what else you might have picked up in whichever filthy back street dive.
It was on the high street. It was perfectly clean, and the tattooist had all sorts of certificates.
Oh, Chris, you were doing so well, making such a success of being a farrier, shoeing the horses of proper gentry. They won't let you in the Ace now.
They never do. I doubt they're going to come to the stables to check my tattoo.
Being lucky enough to land a girl like Alice Aldridge and... Oh, now you go and do this. What on earth's Jennifer going to say?
I don't care what she says. I'm going out with Alice, not her mother.
Oh, and how much longer do you think that's going to last now you've done this?
Forever. I did this for Alice. That was the whole point. And she loves it.
And did she carry you for 9 months?
Oh, Mum.
After what I went through, I won't have you disfiguring yourself. Now, get rid of it.
What?
You're my son, you're living under my roof, and I went through it. So get rid of it.
Oh, damn it.
Great. Tom?
Mike, all right?
I didn't expect to see you here. I've just been talking to Brian about doing a bit of coppicing around the chute.
Ah, right. Well, I'm just collecting some pig feed, as you can see.
Ah. What, do you want a hand?
Oh, yeah, okay. Ah. Thanks. You take that end.
Right.
Oh, thanks. Well, I'd better get this out to the pigs.
Jazz are out with him already, is he?
No, it's his afternoon off, actually. And I'm a worker short since I couldn't afford to replace Hannah.
Ah, yeah.
So I'd better get on. Thanks for the help.
Aren't you even going to ask me how Brenda is?
How is she?
Well, not good. Not good at all.
I'm sorry.
Can't sleep. Can't settle to anything.
It was a big decision. Takes a lot of getting used to.
What decision?
Leaving me.
Oh. Well, that's how you see it, is it? You don't take any responsibility at all?
I didn't force her out.
You left her no choice. You made it impossible for her to stay.
Well, she seems to have come to terms with it. She hasn't been in touch with me since last week.
Yeah, because you never returned her calls.
What was there to say? I can't go over and over it again.
Oh, so this is just about you.
She let me down. How many times do you want me to say that to her?
She was trying to help you.
She could have ruined me.
She thought it was the only way to save your business.
Then she should have told me. She lied to me.
In a good cause?
No, I'm sorry, but a lie's a lie.
Is it? Oh, well, you've got a short memory.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about when you lied.
Me?
Yes, you! To save your sister when she hit me with her car.
That was an entirely different situation.
Oh, how was it? I mean, you lied to help someone you love, and so did Brenda. How is that different?
I lied to the police. Brenda lied to me.
Oh, yeah, but...
To me, Mike! How can I ever trust her again?
Afternoon, Linda.
Oh, heavens, is it that time already?
Yeah, end of your shift, start of mine.
I never seem to see you now you're working these new hours.
Oh, I know.
I'll just save this. Ah, I wonder where Crecia is. Not like her to be late.
Well, I can mind the desk till she gets here if you're anxious to get off.
Would you mind, Roy? Anyway, I want to get down to the village shop to put up a new notice about the Anthony Gormley plinth.
I thought there was one up in the bull.
There is, but we haven't had many volunteers.
I thought Joe was up for it.
Suitable volunteers. What would Joe do on a plinth?
Dread to think.
Very difficult to find someone appropriate. I did approach the oldest member of the oldest family in the village.
What, Mr. Pullen? Did he fancy it?
Oh, dear. Oh, no, no, not Mr. Pullen. Phil Archer. I thought he could do his stargazing.
That's a good idea.
Well, he didn't think so. He said he wouldn't be able to get his telescope up there.
I suppose it might be a bit heavy.
And even if he could, he wouldn't be able to see anything. The light pollution in central London is dreadful, he said.
Good point.
Except he doesn't really need to see anything. It's supposed to be symbolic. Still, if he's not interested, I shall just have to find someone who is.
I hope you've come to tell me that you're going to get that thing removed.
I've been researching all afternoon.
Good.
On the internet and ringing around clinics.
Well, I'm glad you took me seriously.
I do.
But there is one thing.
Yes?
If it was up to me, I'd keep it.
But it isn't. I thought I'd made that clear.
You did. But since it's you who wants it gone, I think it's only fair you pay for it.
Oh. Oh, all right.
If it means that much to you to see it gone.
It does. So, how much will it cost, roughly?
It's laser treatment. And of course you have to get it done privately, so anything between about 300 quid and a grand.
£1,000 for a little thing like that?
I've got loads of colours on the design. That makes it more difficult, apparently. It's going to be more up that end than the cheap option.
Oh, don't call £300 cheap.
Afternoon, Susan. Christopher.
Oh, afternoon. £1,000.
Sorry, am I interrupting something?
Oh, no. I've just got a lot to think about, Linda.
I won't keep you long. I wondered if you would mind putting this notice up. It's asking for volunteers to go on the Anthony Gormley plinth.
I thought Joe was going to do it.
Oh, dear. This is a rumour he's anxious to spread round the village, but no, he isn't.
What would he do on a plinth? Huh.
Cough. I suppose that's not very interesting.
No, it isn't. Christopher, what about you? A farrier? What a wonderful representative of the young people of our village that would be.
No, thanks.
It's a great idea. You might get your picture in the papers.
My mates would never let me hear the end of it. You should ask Dad.
Oh, I'm not sure they'd let him take a pig up there.
He's a bell ringer. He could take his handbells, give him a tune.
Oh. He's not a busker. I don't think Neil
wants... That's an excellent idea. I'll ask him, thank you.
I'm glad to help. Now I've got to go and make an appointment with a plastic surgeon.
You don't have to do it now, this minute.
What? Christopher, don't tell me you've fallen prey to this modern obsession with the body beautiful. What could possibly be wrong with you?
Nothing, but I've got a tattoo and Mum wants me to get rid of it, so she's going to pay.
There's no rush.
Oh, that's very expensive, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
You must dislike it very much, Susan. What is it?
It's for Alice, so it's a heart design. Queen Alice, like an Alice through the looking glass.
And she's queen of your heart. How charming.
Charming?
Yes, quite medieval.
What?
In the tradition of courtly love, Susan, the lover would carry a token of his beloved into the joust to show his devotion.
Exactly what I had in mind.
But you have a permanent reminder of your lady love embossed on your person. How romantic.
Mum doesn't see it like that.
Oh, I don't know. When you put it like that, it sounds, well... quite sophisticated, doesn't it?
Modern interpretation of a very old tradition.
Mum?
Oh, all right, you can keep it. I just never want to see it, OK?
Come in. Oh, Dad. What brings you up here?
Are you busy? Yeah, can you spare us a moment?
Yeah, of course, come in. What's the matter?
Oh, Roy. I've really gone and done it now.
What?
I had words with Tom.
Dad, after all we said...
I didn't mean to, but I was up at Home Farm.
Oh, and you went to find him? Oh, Dad.
No, I bumped into him in the yard. He was collecting some pig feed. He even helped him load it. I was trying to keep things friendly.
So, what went wrong?
Well, he was just going to drive off without even asking me how Brenda is. I mean, she's in pieces and he doesn't even care. Well,
you don't know that.
Well, that's what it seemed like. It just got me going.
So, what did you say?
Well, only aren't you going to ask how Brenda is, but... all sort of kicked off from there.
Oh, Dad.
I know, but he was so cold. I just wanted to get a reaction.
Well, and did you?
Oh, yeah. I wish I hadn't.
Well, what did he say?
He could never trust her again.
Oh, right.
I mean, I don't know what to do. I mean, do you think you could talk to him?
I might make things worse.
Oh, no, please, Roy, at least try. Brenda will never forgive me.
Oh, hi, Ruth.
Kathy, nice to see you.
You managed to drag yourself away from the farm. What brings you to Borchester?
Dentist's appointment.
Oh, I had a few errands to run.
Plus, I need to keep an eye on Kenton at the moment.
Oh, dear. What's he done this time?
I'll tell you later. Oh, hello, love.
You'll never guess what's just happened.
Nice to see you too.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
And you could say hello to Rue.
Oh, we've spoken already. He was in a better mood then.
Yeah, well, Emma hadn't dropped her bombshell.
Emma? What's she done?
She's only handed her notice in. She's gone and got herself another job.
Oh, at Lower Loxley.
Oh, great. I see I'm the last to know, as usual.
She had to tell me about the interview. It meant changing the day she cleans the house. Sorry.
Oh. I knew Lorna had been desperate to find someone, but I didn't know Emma was interested.
She always liked working there. It'll be easier with George.
Excuse me, is no one interested in the effect this is going to have on me?
She lives so close to Ruth. Same with Lower Loxley. It's just easier for her. You mustn't take it so personally.
It was hard not to when I've got a week to find someone else. I don't know. Stabbed in the back by my own sister.
Well, there may have been other candidates. I'll ask Lorna. I'm sure she won't mind letting me know.
Nice of her.
Don't take it out on her.
Oh, sorry, I'm not. I blame Elizabeth. I'm not sure I want any of her cast-offs.
I bet you'll be grateful for anyone when the time comes.
Oh, yes. You'll be very busy, won't you?
Yeah, no need to sound so pleased.
Oh, darling, I've said I'm very sympathetic. But the devil makes work for idle hands. You won't have time to do anything stupid.
Well, that's optimistic.
What are you, stupid? Like what?
You know what.
What's this?
Kenton wants to get a tattoo.
Oh. A tattoo? But why?
Because Christopher Carter's got one.
No, that has got nothing to do with it. I've been thinking of getting it done for ages.
You never mentioned it before.
I'm surprised you didn't get one when you were in the Merchant Navy.
Yeah, well, I wish I had now.
When you were young and stupid, like Christopher is.
Christopher is very cool.
Cool,
he is.
It's a pathetic attempt to keep up with a boy in his early 20s. Who knows where it'll end?
Oh, look, one little tattoo. I don't know why you're making such a fuss.
Because I don't like them. I don't want to have to look at it every day.
Yeah, well, maybe you won't. You don't know where I'm having it done yet, do you?
Oh, Kenton, please, too much information.
I don't even like them on young men. And when your skin gets all wrinkled and saggy...
Yeah, OK, fine. I'm going. I've got a queue forming. Yeah, better go and help my young Brutus.
All right, but this isn't the end of it.
Is that what you wanted to tell me about, the tattoo?
Yes. Oh, what am I going to do with him?
It could be worse.
How?
Well, it's cheaper than a sports car.
There you go, mate.
Oh, great, thanks. Oh, I needed that. Oh.
Bad morning.
I had a letter from the bank. They've turned my loan application down.
Well, everything's so tight for everyone. Sid and Jolene were just telling me how worried they are.
Oh, I suppose they must be. Pubs are closing all over the place. Still, they do well with their food.
Well, so. It's not so much that. They're wondering if Lillian might need to take her money out.
Oh, yeah. I hadn't even thought about that.
Do you think she might?
I don't know, mate. Ask your sister.
It's a bit harsh, Tom. Whatever's happened between you.
Yeah, yeah. Sorry. I shouldn't have said that.
No, you shouldn't.
But if you've asked me here so you can have a go at me like your dad did yesterday...
No, he's sorry about that. He knows he was out of order.
Yeah, he was. This is between me and Brenda.
You can't blame us for being concerned. If you saw the state she's in...
I'm not feeling too great myself.
Well, then. I mean, isn't there any chance you can work things out...
Roy, she left me. Things were bad, but I didn't expect her to walk out. Not when she was the one at fault. Well,
you think if she'd stayed, you could have got through it?
Maybe. I don't know.
Didn't sound like it from what you said to Dad yesterday.
What did I say?
That you could never trust her again.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds pretty final to me.
I was only being honest.
Was what she did really so unforgivable?
My business is on the floor. All the plans I had for working with my family at Bridge Farm may come to nothing. I can't even afford to take on someone for the pigs. And all this stems from me accepting Matt's investment, which was Brenda's idea, and she didn't tell me why.
But she wanted to help you.
Well, maybe, but she couldn't have found a worse way to do it. Anyway, it doesn't matter. She's stopped texting me now.
It's because you never replied.
Well, what could I say? Whatever you and your dad think, I don't want to hurt her any more than I have to.
Well, maybe she'd rather know what you're thinking, however painful it is.
I doubt it.
Well, tell me. I won't pass it on. I just want to understand.
Okay. I'm in the biggest mess of my life, and I have no idea how to get out of it. And the person I trusted most in the world helped put me there.
Oh, Tom.
You wanted to know how I felt. How would you feel, Roy, if Haley had lied to you like that?
Well, I'd be upset, but I'd still love her.
Yeah, maybe. But after all we've said to each other lately, I don't think there's any way back.
Have you heard what Sid and Jolene are planning to do at the ball for Easter?
Oh, yes, Jamie told me.
Good, because I think I got a rather garbled version from Josh.
What did he say?
Anyone wearing an Easter bonnet gets a free meal.
No, it's a family offer. Any child wearing an Easter bonnet gets a free pudding.
Oh, that sounds more manageable.
And all children eating with their parents get a little Easter egg from the Easter bunny.
And who's the Easter bunny?
Fallon. But they haven't told her yet.
No, I bet they haven't.
There you are. Take a look at that.
Oh, right, Kent, and I can see. There's no need to shove it under my nose.
And what do you say to it,
Nothing. I can't read it. It's lots of hieroglyphics.
What? They're Chinese characters.
Well, can we see?
It's the design for Mitre 2. Got it off the internet.
Yeah, of course you did.
Yeah, isn't that subtle and sophisticated?
It's a load of squiggles.
What does it say anyway?
Lucky in every endeavour. What could be more appropriate, eh?
I can think of a few things.
It all suits me down to the ground. I've led a charmed life, really.
Up to this point. Until your partner went mad and strangled you.
Oh, I can't believe that you don't like it. You know, the Chinese are such a cultured people.
It could be a quotation from Plato in ancient Greek. It's still a tattoo.
You like it, don't you, Ruth?
Well...
Yeah. OK, anyway, doesn't matter. I'm getting it done.
When?
Tomorrow. I've made the appointment.
Oh, but Kenton...
You'll get to like it, Cathy. I know you will.
No, I won't.
Anyway, mustache.
Kenton!
Oh... I think he's very brave, getting a tattoo in a foreign language. Look what happened to David Beckham.
Hi, Brenda.
Oh, Roy. Dad's not here.
I didn't think he would be. Another bad night.
What? Oh, yeah. I was just going to have a bath, get dressed. Fancied a cup of coffee first.
Right. Well, I think that one's gone cold.
Has it?
Well, just skin on the top.
Oh, yeah. I'm hopeless. Just don't seem to be able to get started these days.
There's not much for you to do, is there?
Not now I'm out of a job.
Oh, I meant now you're on holiday from uni.
I don't even know if I'm going back.
Don't say that.
The way things are between me and Tom, I just feel like I'm in limbo. What?
Nothing.
He said something, hasn't he? You've spoken to him.
Well, I had a drink with him today.
What did he say? Did he talk about me?
A bit.
A bit? Okay.
He'd been turned down for that loan this morning.
Oh, no.
So, I mean, that was the main thing on his mind.
It's all my fault.
No, I didn't mean that. I just don't think he's got any energy left over to, you know, sort things out with you.
He never will have. Why should he when he blames me for it?
Well, yeah, but it's not as simple as that. I'm sure he's still got feelings for you.
He does blame me. You're not denying it.
It's just going to take time.
No, Roy, I blew it. It's over.
Let me know how he gets on.
You'll probably read about it in the Borchester Echo. Ambridge woman's tattoo torment. Exclusive from her cell in Felpersham prison.
Oh, Cathy, it won't be that bad.
Let's hope not. Anyway, thank you.
Oh, I didn't do much, except listen.
Oh, you did. Bye then.
Bye.
Right. Lorna.
Lower Loxley, Lorna
speaking?
Lorna, it's Kathy.
Oh, hi, Kathy. What can I do for you?
It's about that waitress job you're advertising. The one that Emma's got.
Oh, yes. Oh, sorry. I suppose it's left Kenton in a bit of a fix.
Well, I was just wondering if any of the other candidates might be interested in a job at Jack's.
Yes, maybe. I'd like to help him if I could. I don't like feeling like a poacher.
Oh, thank you. And I wondered if you might be able to help me too. I've got a little favour to ask you.
Hi, Tom.
Oh, Brenda.
I hope you don't mind me letting myself in. I did knock.
No, that's fine. I didn't hear you.
Didn't mean to disturb you.
I was just looking at a few websites.
Oh. Financial stuff.
Yeah.
I know you didn't get the loan, Roy told me. I'm so sorry.
Well, it's the way things are at the moment.
You carry on. I was just going to collect the rest of my stuff. It won't take long.
Oh. Oh, I see.
I don't suppose you want it cluttering the place up.
That's not a problem, but if it's what you want...
Nothing of this is what I want. But now, well, I think it's for the best. For both of us.
Yeah. You're probably right.
I'm sorry.
So am I.
I let you down.
Brenda, I don't know what to say.
Don't say anything. Get back to your work. I'm sure you'll find a way out of this.
Maybe.
You will. So many people believe in you. Your family, your friends. Someone will be more used to you than I was.
Right, that's me done. Better get off. Can't keep the lovely Opal waiting.
I cannot believe how brazen you are about telling me you're meeting another woman.
Yeah, I just can't resist those tattooed feet.
And there's nothing I can say that will stop you going through with this nonsense?
No, afraid not. Much though I love you, sometimes I just have to be my own man.
All I can say is I hope it hurts like hell.
Oh, thank you, my love. Okay, well, see you later.
Oh, by the way, Lorna's coming round this morning for coffee. I thought I'd pick her brains. See if she's got any ideas about a replacement for Emma.
Oh, that's very kind of you.
I am kind. You don't deserve me.
Yes, I know. You'll love it. I know you will.
No, I won't.
Oh, I'll tell you what. I'll come straight back here and have a coffee with you and Lorna.
Oh, that'd be nice.
Yeah, then I can show it off to both of you.
Do you want that last piece of toast?
Oh, go on. You did the milking.
Thanks. It's nice to be somewhere where things aren't in crisis.
Yes.
Did the consultant call you back? The wet system?
Oh, yes, I meant to tell you. He's got some people coming round from the planning department, plus the environment agency and the county council, apparently.
Yeah?
Yeah, next week sometime.
He was quick off the mark.
Well, he says if we can get them all on side before the planning application even goes in, it'll speed up the process.
Oh, that is good news. Nice to hear some.
I wish there was some way your mum and I could help you out financially.
That's okay, Dad. I know how stretched you are. No point in Bridge Farm going down with me.
Oh, I'm sure it won't come to that.
Are you? I wish I was.
Well...
I know you've done everything you can. At least you didn't try to raise the money for me by getting me involved with a crook.
Well, that's a bit harsh.
You don't think Matt's a crook?
No, I meant to Brenda. She may have been naive about what he was up to.
I'll say.
But I'm sure she thought she was doing something that would help you.
I know. Oh, well, it doesn't matter now.
Doesn't it?
She came round yesterday and collected the rest of her stuff.
Oh, I see. And how do you feel about that?
I don't know. I can't really think about it with everything else I've got on.
No.
Of course, Brenda, ever the optimist, thinks people will be falling over themselves to lend me money.
Well, maybe she's got a point. There is one person who might be willing to help you, who you haven't tried yet.
Oh, is that okay? Not too strong? Would you like some more milk?
No, it's fine.
I really am grateful to you for coming over.
It's okay.
So, would you like me to get in touch with the two girls I mentioned?
Yes, please. They sounded very promising.
I'll give them Kenton's details. Then it's up to them, really.
Yeah, thanks. You must be pleased to have got Emma in time for Easter. I used to be rushed off my feet.
Kathy, are you sure Kenton's going to see the funny side of this?
Oh, it's only a bit of fun. We don't have to do it if it makes you uncomfortable.
Oh, I'm up for it. I just want to get it right. What time will Kenton be back?
He should be a good half hour yet.
Then do you think we could go through what you want me to say just one more time?
Thanks for seeing me, Gran.
It's one of Jack's mornings at the day centre. It's nice to have visitors when I'm free.
Yes, but I'm afraid this isn't just a social call.
I didn't really think it would be.
No. I don't quite know how to start.
How about at the beginning?
Ah, the end might be better. How much do you know about what's been going on with Matt?
I gather he's in fairly serious financial difficulties and the police are involved.
Yes.
Jennifer and Lillian have told me that much.
Well, I suppose they had to. It's all round the village.
Exactly. I still don't think I'm getting quite the whole picture.
No, they don't want to worry you. Neither do I.
Are you involved in some way? Oh, Tom.
No. Nothing to interest the fraud office.
Oh, that's a relief. Then what?
Well, Matt was going to invest some money. And now, of course, he can't.
Money for what?
Refinancing my pig business.
I thought Brian was your partner in that.
He was, but, well, we've always had our differences of opinion.
Yes.
Things just got worse and worse. There was no way we could carry on working together, so I told Brian I'd buy him out.
We're talking about quite a substantial sum of money, then.
I'm afraid so. Of course, when Matt let me down, I did approach the bank.
I shouldn't think they were very sympathetic, were they? Don't seem to be lending money to anyone.
No, they weren't. They turned me down.
Why didn't you ask me in the first place? Before the bank, before Matt even.
I didn't want to bother you with my problems. You've had enough of your own. You weren't well, and then sorting Jack out. Now this, with Matt and Lillian.
It has been quite a year. I appreciate you thinking of me.
But Dad said you'd be hurt if you heard I was in trouble and I hadn't asked you.
He's quite right. I would have been.
Well, there you are, then. That's the situation.
It's not quite the whole story, though, is it?
How do you mean?
I'm sure you didn't want to worry me. You're a considerate young man.
Maybe.
But you're a proud one, too. You don't like admitting when things are wrong, do you?
You know me too well.
If we're going to proceed any further, you'll have to be open with me. About everything.
There you are. Isn't it beautiful?
It's a very intricate design.
It looks disgusting. You need to wash it again.
Yeah, take no notice of her. It's Chinese script.
Yes, I can see it is. Quite complicated. It must have taken some time to do. Did it hurt?
Well, I could take it.
That's a yes, then. Good.
Can you convince her it was worth doing, Lorna? You like it, don't you?
Oh, yes, I do.
Yeah, there you are, you see. Lorna likes it.
I'm just a bit puzzled, that's all.
All right, you want to know what it says? Well, I can tell you that.
Oh, I know what it says.
Kathy's told you, she?
No, I speak Cantonese.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she's a woman of many talents.
I taught English as a foreign language in Hong Kong when I was travelling. I picked up a bit of the language.
Ah, well, then you'll appreciate how appropriate it is.
Not really. Why do you want closed for cleaning tattooed on your arm?
What? It doesn't say that. It says lucky in every endeavour.
She's the one that speaks Cantonese.
No, I got it off a website. It must be right.
Well, a website.
No, I expect you're just a bit rusty.
That's true enough, but...
No, Chinese script's very difficult. You've probably got it mixed up.
I don't think so. Huh? Closed for cleaning was a sign I got very familiar with. The Chinese are a very hygienic people.
So, who are you going to believe, my sweet? Some anonymous website or someone who actually speaks Chinese?
No, but it... But, oh, God, oh, no. Oh, what have I done?
Made a fool of yourself?
But what can I do? What, do you think maybe I can change it?
Lucky in every endeavour is quite a different phrase. Do you want an armful of Chinese writing?
Oh, you were a fool to trust a website.
Yeah, well, mind you, on the other hand, you know, who's going to know? As long as I cover it up when I eat in Chinese restaurants.
You were a fool to have a tattoo in the first place.
I mean, you won't tell anyone, will you, Lorna?
Well...
And a fool not to notice the date.
Kathy, please. What date?
Kenton Archer, April Fool.
Oh. What?
Sorry, Kenton.
Oh, Kenton, your face.
Brian and I are just very different kinds of farmer. I'm organic, he's not. I'm interested in quality, he's more price-driven.
Yes, I see that, but...
We have totally different values. They just drove us further and further apart.
But you knew all this before you went into the partnership, surely?
Well, yes, but...
You'd worked together before, quite successfully. He'd even helped you out of a financial hole before.
Yeah, I know, but this time, well, it was different.
Why? What changed?
He wanted us to start supplying a supermarket.
Oh, I see. And you didn't want to.
Well, you know what happened to me last time I did that.
Yes.
And it wasn't just that. It would have compromised everything I stood for. The quality of the product, my brand name.
And Brian was angry.
Well, I expected that. What I didn't expect is that he would just go ahead and do the deal anyway, behind my back.
I see.
He thought he could just railroad me into it.
Brian has always been rather fond of his own way. So what did you do?
Well, I told him I wasn't going to play ball. And then Matt called with his offer.
So you told Brian you wanted out?
Yes.
And he had to cancel the deal?
That's right.
I can't imagine he was too pleased about that.
No, he wasn't. But we just couldn't work together anymore. We both wanted out.
But Brian has quite a substantial financial stake in the business.
Yes, and he's getting very impatient. He wants it back.
Right. Well, he'll have to wait a little longer. And so will you, I'm afraid.
Well, that's all right. The last thing I want to do is pressurise you.
I may be able to help you out. But there's something I need to do first.
Has she gone?
Yes. Mm. Oh, she's a really nice woman. I do like her.
Yeah, well, forgive me if I don't feel quite so well disposed towards her at the moment.
Oh, don't be mean. It was all my idea. Uh-huh. She just went along with it. Don't take it out on Lorna.
Can I take it out on you?
Oh, what? It was a joke, my love. You must see the funny side of it now.
Yeah, all right. You got me good and proper, I admit it.
I don't know about that. I think the joke's still on me.
Well, how'd you work that out?
You got your own way, as usual.
Uh-huh.
And I've got to live with the beastly thing. Mm. I expect I'll get used to it.
Yay, there you are. That's the spirit.
After all, I learned to live with you, didn't I?
Hi, Dad.
Oh, hi, son.
You've let the cows out, then?
Yeah, I thought it was about time.
Oh, they seem to think so, too.
Yeah. Spring's in the air.
Yeah, you can really feel that today, can't you?
Pity it means there's all that planting to do, but...
Forget that today. Just enjoy the sunshine.
Oh, you've perked up a bit since this morning. I gather the meeting with Mum went well.
I don't know yet. She was very sympathetic.
Oh, I told you she would be.
She didn't say this as such, but... I got the feeling she's had a few run-ins with Brian herself.
I think she has over the years.
She certainly seemed to appreciate how difficult he can be to work with.
Yeah, she's watched Jennifer struggle to stay married to him.
And she asked me some pretty searching questions about the business.
Yeah, well, Mum's never been one to buy a pig in a poke.
I don't want her to. I want her to be sure she'll see a return.
So, what's the verdict then? Will she invest in the business?
That's the thing. She wants to talk to Brian first.
Good of you to come over so promptly.
Oh, that's all right. I was going to give Adam a hand with the spraying today, but with this wind...
The March winds don't seem to have died down yet, do they?
No. So how can I help? Is it something to do with Jack?
No, but that's very kind of you to ask. He's fine. One of his better days.
Good. Where is he?
He's gone for a walk with his carer.
Oh, that's good.
They really get on now Jack's got used to him.
So?
I saw Tom yesterday.
Ah. And he told you about our difficulties?
He did. I must say I was surprised.
Oh, were you?
Yes. I thought your partnership was going very well.
Well, it was, but now...
We've got so many family problems at the moment, what with what's happening to Matt.
Well, that's part of Tom's problem, of course.
Only because you want him to buy you out. Has it truly come to that? Can you really not come to some compromise between you?
No, Peggy, I don't think we can.
It seems a very drastic step to take.
I know. I wish there was a way round it, but I don't think there's anything else we can do.
Would you mind explaining why?
No, not at all. Well, I presume you've heard Tom's side of the story.
Yes. He seemed to think this supermarket deal was the breaking point.
It was. And it was such a good deal, Peggy. I mean, they're like gold dust at the moment. Tom just didn't want to know.
Well, that's understandable, isn't it? Because of what happened to him last time.
No, I don't think it is. I mean, every successful businessman has had his hard knocks and his failures. Lord knows I have. You have to learn from them. Move on.
Perhaps Tom thought the lesson was not to trust the supermarkets.
But they're the biggest market. You can't just write them off. Tom needs to grow up.
So you went ahead and did the deal anyway?
Yeah, because I thought Tom was wrong. He didn't know what was best for him.
He's your business partner, not your child.
Well, he was behaving like... Look, as the more experienced partner, I felt at least he should do me the courtesy of listening to my point of view.
Maybe he felt the same.
No, no, look, I wouldn't have minded if we'd had a rational argument about it, but he wouldn't even discuss it.
Maybe you were putting too much pressure on him.
Oh, well, perhaps I didn't handle it as well as I could.
Well, then...
But I just couldn't bear to see such a good deal compromised by Tom's lack of vision.
But it was, anyway, because you went ahead without him. You couldn't expect him to put up with that.
No, but I thought he might see sense. Oh, I get so frustrated. This is what happens all the time. I get impatient, Tom gets stubborn.
And neither of you will compromise.
Well, I don't think you'd have found it any easier working with Matt.
You're probably right.
Probably a blessing in disguise that fell through.
Probably.
I mean, look, I don't mean to be too hard on Tom. I mean, just because we're not compatible doesn't mean he's entirely wrong.
Well, I'm sure he'd be glad to hear you say that.
And if he could run his business from Bridge Farm with his organic principles intact, well, he might even make a go of it. He won't find it easy, though, not at the moment.
It's what he wants.
Well, maybe. But I can't send him on his way with my blessing and my share of the business. I can't afford just to give it away.
I don't think anyone's expecting you to do that.
So, what, do you have an answer?
I'm not sure. Perhaps I can help.
That's the lot.
Thanks for bringing it all over.
Oh, no problem. I just wish I could smuggle a few batches of Tom Archer in there.
One day, when you're back on organic...
Yeah, tell Brian that. Oh, no, I forgot. He doesn't think there's any money in ethics.
You really are better off without him.
Without him? Yes. Without his money? Not so much.
I thought you were pinning your hopes on Gran now.
I would be if she didn't want to speak to Brian first. He's hardly going to give me a glowing reference.
Oh, Gran's a wily old bird. She'll take anything he has to say with a pinch of salt.
I was feeling quite optimistic yesterday. Today hasn't been so good.
Have you heard any more from Brenda?
No. You know she took her stuff.
Yeah, Mum said. She'd be happy for you to move back for a bit if you're feeling lonely.
Come on, Helen. They only just got rid of you. No, no, I'm a big boy. If this is going to be permanent, I've just got to start getting used to it.
You think it is?
Well, it looks like it. I'm not doing very well at the moment. I've lost my business partner, my girlfriend and my best bore.
Still no sign of Harry?
No. I had to go herring off to Pennyhasset this morning on a wild boar chase.
Someone thought they'd seen him?
Someone said he'd wrecked their garden.
Oh, dear. When you arrived, he wasn't there?
No, and he never had been, if you ask me.
Really?
No, the garden was a mess, all right, but whoever had trashed it had two legs, not four.
Oh, he was trying it on?
Absolutely. He said he'd just read about Harry in the Echo. That was a bit of a giveaway.
It does seem a bit far for a boar to roam.
You wouldn't think people have the nerve. Hmm. Oh, excuse me a sec. Hello, Helen Archer here. Hello?
Someone's battery ran out?
Don't know. Maybe. It just said international on the ID.
Oh, it'll be one of those overseas call centres.
I hope it's not my bank.
Oh, I doubt it. They can't afford to make calls anymore, can they?
They might be asking me to lend them money.
Yeah. Ah, there you are. It's probably the same lot, just working their way down the list of archers. Hello, Tom Archer speaking.
Afternoon, Tom.
Oh, hi, Eddie. Thought you were going to be a bank.
Oh, I wish. Though I might have some valuable property of yours in safekeeping.
Something of mine?
It's about your Gloucester old spot.
So that's the position. I'm prepared to buy your share of Tom's business.
Well, I think that's very generous of you.
It might not be as generous as all that. I don't expect to pay over the odds.
Well, I wouldn't expect you to either. No, 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 I meant generous to Tom. He's lucky to have you to bail him out.
I don't see it like that. It's so hard to know where to put one's money these days. I think Tom's a good bet.
Yeah, in some ways.
I expect to see a return on my money one day.
Well, I hope you'll get it.
If you come up with what I think is a fair figure.
Well, I wouldn't dream of doing anything else.
I want a sensible and a quick deal. I'm not prepared to waste family money on solicitors and long, drawn-out negotiations.
Well, that suits me, because the sooner I can get clear of this, the better.
I presume you'd already looked at the figures with Tom, but in the changed circumstances...
Well, I'll look at them again, of course, see what I can do.
I'm not asking for favours.
I won't give you any. I think we understand each other. Settling this quickly is worth money to me, too. I'll take that into consideration.
I'll wait to hear from you, then.
Well, I'll get on to it right away.
Thank you.
Well, it'll be a weight off my mind, too. Matt and Tom, well, that would never have been a good idea.
Have you heard from him recently?
Matt? He's keeping a very low profile.
So is Lillian.
I know. Jenny can't get hold of her either.
Oh, well, let's not meet trouble halfway.
No.
I'll just be pleased if I don't have to worry about you and Tom anymore.
Yes, Peggy. So shall I.
Look at him. Rooting around as if butter wouldn't melt. Oh, after everything he's put me through.
Oh, not just you, mate. I had the devil's own job getting him in here. Oh,
did you?
He was just in the field. Nowhere near the barn.
Oh, right.
I tried to lure him in with the feed bucket, but it took ages. He's a canny old devil. And fast for a big fella.
Oh, you got him in, though.
Well, I managed to trap him in the corner there, what's left of the turkey pen.
You did a very good job of it, thanks.
Yeah, but there was other work I should have been doing.
Was there?
Oh, yeah. This has taken me all afternoon, really. Not to mention the feed.
Yeah, all right, I get the message. You want some compensation for your trouble.
Well, it only seems fair. I mean, you have been looking for him for weeks, haven't you?
Yes, I have.
I don't know if there was any reward money mentioned.
Don't push your luck. If you'll give me a hand getting him onto the trailer...
Oh, yeah, of course. Might as well see the job through.
When I've got him settled back at Home Farm, I'll drop back to Keeper's Cottage and sort you out.
Like I said, it took the whole afternoon. Do you want to know me hourly rate?
I want to get this boy back where he belongs. And since I'm paying you now, let's get on with it.
I think this is the one Jenny wanted.
Is it actually for her?
Oh, no, it's for Rory.
Oh, that's all right then. It's meant for children. It's got a puzzle book inside.
Is it? Good heavens. Time was when you bought an Easter egg, all you got was some chocolate.
It's a very popular line.
Well, I'll take your word for it. I'd have just popped down to the village shop, but she wanted it all organic and fair trade.
Oh, I'm glad to hear it.
Oh, I suppose you would be. Are you still selling a lot of these, then?
People are still spending money on organics. Bodes well for Tom.
It's all right, Helen. You don't have to talk him up anymore.
I'm not. I just think you should know what you're giving up.
Yeah, I think we'd both be happier apart, don't you, honestly?
You might have a point.
And now Peggy seems prepared to step into the breach.
Is she? You've seen her, then?
Yes, yeah, I've just come from there, actually.
And she's definitely going to buy you out?
Well, we had a good meeting, that's all I'm saying. So, how much is this going to cost me?
Sorry, do you mind if I just get this?
No, go ahead, I'm not in a hurry.
Helen Archer, hello? Hello? Not again.
You lost the connection.
Yeah, seems like it.
It's the second time today it's happened. I hope there's nothing wrong with my phone.
Did Edward say what time this TFA meeting had finished?
No, but he was hoping to have a word with the local guy about Oliver's offer. He might have to wait till the end.
Oh, right.
Then you'll have to get back from Feltwisham. Oh, I'm sure he'll ring us and let us know what he's saying.
Well, we can ring him.
I still think it's going to worry them that there ain't a house to go with the farm.
Him and Emma don't seem that bothered.
No, they're not seeing the bigger picture. It's going to take Edward at least 10 years to develop the business and get some savings at minimum.
Yeah.
Well, not going to happen in 10 years. What if they lose customers? Goodness knows how long this recession's going to last.
And David and Ruth might want their cottage back.
Yeah. Well, they've got a growing family, ain't they?
Yeah.
Might need it for one of them.
But Edward ain't got the money to buy a house.
He's not going to have it for some time.
I don't know how he's going to find the money he needs for the cows and the machinery.
Hi, Eddie.
Oh.
Clary.
Ah, good to see you.
A cup of tea, Tom?
Oh, no thanks. I'm not stopping. I've just come to settle up.
Good man.
Yeah, what for?
Eddie caught Harry for me, my boar.
I told you, don't you remember, how it took me all afternoon to catch him and I had to leave me other work and how exhausted I was?
What? You didn't have to do nothing. You found him all snuggled up to Barbarella in her pen.
What? No! You got that mixed up with some other pig.
Eddie, you sent me a picture on my phone because they looked so cute.
Oh, really? Oh, can I see?
Yeah, hang on.
Oh, Clary.
Oh, well, 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 don't they look cosy?
It still took me a lot of effort to move him to the bowl barn.
I'm not surprised. I don't suppose he wanted to go.
Well, why did you move him? Tom could have collected him from her pen.
Yeah, I could.
He don't want to hear the patter of tiny little trotters, does he? He doesn't want his prize boar wasting his vital fluid on our Barbarella.
She's a very nice pig.
I was still doing you a favour, mate.
Oh, don't worry, Eddie. You'll get your money. On one condition.
What?
That you let me have a copy of that photo. Oh, cheers, mate. I needed a laugh.
So the cows are enjoying the famous paddocks.
Seems like it.
I have to say, they just look like little fields to me.
They are, really. The one we just came through. See how short the grass is compared to here.
Is that where they were last week?
Oh, yesterday, actually.
I must say, they're looking well on it.
And they're milking pretty well, I'm glad to see.
Glossy coats, bright eyes. Lovely. Mm. I should take country walks more often, if that's the result.
So should I. Surprising how much time I spend in the yard or the office. Mm.
I can't wait to see the lapwings.
I thought walking would be a bit tame for you with your fitness regime.
Every little helps.
Are you still not keen to go running on your own?
No. Pathetic, isn't it?
Not at all.
I'm a bit worried about my training, to be honest. If I don't get some decent distances under my belt, I might not complete the course.
I thought I was running with you.
With is a bit of an overstatement.
A few paces behind.
Half a mile behind.
Oh, dear.
I shouldn't be mean. It's so sweet of him to try, but he can't really keep up.
I don't suppose he can. Not with you.
I've been training for weeks. It's killing him. He can barely move.
I can imagine.
Plus, he's so busy. He's not going to be able to come out with me at all next week.
No, I imagine his diary's pretty full this time of year.
Yeah. The Walk of Witness and the Good Friday Vigil are at Darrington this year.
Yeah, I think Jill said.
Then there's the Easter Day Dawn Service on Lakey Hill, the Morning Service at St Stephen's, and then he's got the Parish Walk on Monday.
Oh, I'm tired just hearing about it.
Well, Christine and Neil are very good, of course, but I know he misses Shula's input.
I thought she was bringing her donkey for the Palm Sunday service.
She is. But that's about all.
It's her choice, Usha.
Oh, yes, I know. Oh, did you hear that Linda asked Neil if he'd like to go on the Gormley plinth?
Neil?
She thought he could take his handbells up there.
Oh, I see. What did he say?
I think no would about cover it.
Hey, we'd better try to be a bit quieter now. We're getting near the place Pip thought she saw the nest.
So the TFA bloke weren't too happy there being no house with the tenancy.
It is a bit of a drawback.
Yeah. Except I don't know how Edward could afford it if that were part of the deal. What with everything else he's got to find money for?
I'm sure Oliver will try and keep the costs low for him.
Yeah, I'm sure he will, but they keep finding extras. This bloke says Edward would need to have a business plan done for Oliver and for the bank.
Ooh, more for the bank, I should think. Well, he's going to need borrowing and overdraft facilities.
Yeah, but that's a problem for a start.
I know it sounds complicated, but surely the TFA will help him with it.
Well, they recommend an agent to do it. Yeah, no, but it isn't that.
No?
No, apparently it would cost £2,000 just to draw it up.
As much as that?
Oh, Edward hasn't got £2,000 or anything like it. Neither's anyone else we know.
Yeah, I can see it's a lot of money for someone in Ed's position.
And that's just the beginning, isn't it? The more they go into the figures, the more expensive it gets.
It always does seem to be the way.
It's just so risky, Pat. I mean, suppose something went wrong the first year he were a tenant. So they had another TB outbreak.
Yeah, I can understand he'd be nervous about that, but statistics...
He'd be stretched to his limits just to cover his everyday cost until, oh, a few years down the road.
Yeah.
He'd have no backup money for an emergency.
You really do need a contingency fund.
Yeah, so the business would just collapse, and I dread to think what that would do to him.
It would be such a pity if he can't go ahead with it, though.
Yeah, oh, no. It were like a dream come true for him when Oliver first suggested it.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I don't see how it's ever going to be a reality. They're very down about it, him and Emma.
Oh, it's a shame. Well, still, at least she's got her new job to look forward to.
Yeah, that is good. And it'll make things so much easier with George.
Pat, you've got to come to the house, quickly.
Whatever's the matter?
You can guess who's just turned up.
Who?
Annette.
What?
Turner.
What? Well, you can't be serious.
Oh, do I look like I'm joking?
Is Sonia with her?
No, no, she's all alone. I phoned Helen, of course, but she's got to shut up the shop.
Who's Annette, if you don't mind me asking?
One of Greg's daughters.
Oh, goodness me.
I don't know what to say to her.
Has she come over from France?
Oh, I don't know. She's not very chatty. Oh, but I'll tell you one thing. She's got a dirty great rucksack with her.
When we put the wetland in, one of the things we hoped was that it would attract a greater variety of birds.
Yes, I remember you saying.
You can imagine how happy Pip was when she came in last night and said she'd seen a lapwing. She thinks they must be nesting nearby.
I hope we see one.
Well, you never know if you'll be lucky, but... Oh, goodness, look.
Is that one?
Yeah. See the way it's flying?
Why is it doing that?
It's pretending it's injured.
You mean it's acting?
I suppose so. I hadn't thought of it quite like that. It's trying to fool predators, lure them away from the nest.
Oh, how brilliant. What an intelligent bird. I hope it works.
Well, if it doesn't, they'll have Pip to contend with.
Is she going to be on permanent patrol?
She's talking about setting traps for crows and magpies. And the mink, if she has to.
Mink?
Didn't you know there are mink in the amp?
Well, yes, but I didn't think they'd go for nests.
Yeah, they can go for their eggs or the chicks, apparently. Pip's going to find out.
Good.
And find a way of stopping them if necessary.
Even better. Look, it's doing it again.
Oh, what a display.
Yeah. It gets quite close to the ground, doesn't it? Mm. Like Beatrice in Much Ado About Nothing.
What?
Look where Beatrice, like a lapwing, runs close to the ground to hear our conference. I did it for Aileen.
And you can still quote it?
Only because I couldn't understand what it meant. Not that I admitted that in my exam, of course.
You sure you wouldn't like a cup of tea, Annette?
Oh, no, no thanks, I'm fine.
Well, Helen shouldn't be long now.
So, did you have a good journey from France?
Yes, thank you.
Ferry? Train? Plane?
Train.
Well, it's so fast now, isn't it?
Yeah.
I expect it took you longer to get up here than it did to get over from France.
Maybe. I didn't really notice.
So you got the train to Birmingham, did you, and then on to Hollerton?
Tony, the poor girl doesn't have to give you her itinerary.
I'm just interested, that's all.
Yeah, that's right.
And then what did you do?
Oh, I hitched.
Really? Well, I'm surprised anyone round here would pick you up.
Tony!
No, I just meant that people don't tend to stop for hitchhikers these days.
I did have to wait a bit.
Of course, when we were young, everyone did it.
Yeah, things were different then. It's much more dangerous now.
Well, she got here safely, that's the main thing.
The guy who stopped was nice. Your vicar.
Oh, Alan.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, you were lucky. He's about the only person round here who would.
Well, Tony, honestly, you'll be making Annette think this is a very unfriendly place, and she knows it isn't.
No, I just think it's as well she knows the facts. If she's planning to hitchhike round England...
She didn't say she was going to do that.
No. Are you?
Oh, Helen.
Annette. Oh, how lovely to see you.
I'm glad you got here at last.
I came here as fast as I could. I'm sorry, Annette, but I had to close up the shop.
Oh, it's all right. Your mum's been looking after me.
If I'd known you were coming... I mean, it's a lovely surprise, of course, but I could have taken some time off work.
I did try to ring you before I went through the tunnel and then when I got to England.
Yeah, I did get 2 missed calls, but the line went dead.
Well, I think I've there's something wrong with my phone.
Annette was just going to tell us what her plans are now she's here.
Tony, I need you to look at the veg boxes.
The what?
The veg boxes. There's a problem. And Helen and Annette will have a lot to catch up on. We can leave them in peace while we deal with it.
Yep, sounds like a good idea.
You will excuse us, won't you, Annette?
Oh yes.
But I don't understand.
Come on, Tony. We might be gone quite a while. You make yourself at home.
It's all right, Mum. We'll be fine.
There isn't anything wrong with my phone. I didn't know what to say. I just thought the easiest thing was if I just came.
Well, I'm glad you did.
You don't mind?
Of course I don't. It really is lovely to see you.
Good. But I didn't mean to cause trouble.
You're not?
I think your dad's a bit freaked.
Oh, we never take any notice of him, don't you remember?
yes, I do.
Don't worry about him. Now, would you like a cup of tea?
So, I've just got to hang round out here till you let me go back inside.
Oh, Tony, don't be so dramatic.
You're the drama queen. With your fictional veg boxes?
Look, I had to say something to get you away from that poor girl.
Why?
Seems as if it was the only way to stop you giving her the third degree.
Well, I just want to find out why she's here.
Well, she's not likely to tell you the way you were badgering her.
I wasn't badgering her. I was just making conversation.
Oh, I was expecting you to bring out the thumbscrews.
Oh, don't you think it's odd? Her just turning up out of the blue? With that enormous rucksack?
Maybe,
looks but... like she's come to stay to me.
We don't know that. We don't know what her plans are.
Yeah, because you wouldn't let me ask her.
Because she wasn't going to tell you. The only way to find out is to leave her with Helen.
Well, I don't know about that.
Of course it is. It's obviously Helen she's come to see.
Well, yes, but after all these years, why?
Kettle shouldn't take long to boil.
Oh, I am sorry I didn't give you more notice.
Honestly, it's okay.
Oh, it's just... Well, I left France in a bit of a hurry. I wasn't quite sure what I was going to do.
I see.
I thought I'd come and see my gran, drop in on you on the way.
Well, it sounds like a good plan.
Not much of a plan. Maybe not a very good one.
Because you left France in such a hurry?
Yeah.
Any particular reason?
Ah, long story.
You can tell me if you want to.
Oh, maybe, if I was staying longer.
There's no rush.
Oh, no, it's okay. I'll just have a cup of tea, then I'll be on my way.
But you only just got here.
Oh, it's getting late. I should be going on to Gran's.
Is she expecting you?
No. I didn't get a chance to tell her I was coming either.
You were in a rush.
I was hoping I could spend the night here. Then I was going to phone her. But that's not going to work, is it?
Why not?
I don't think your dad would be very pleased.
I told you, it doesn't concern him.
No, I don't want to cause trouble for you with your family.
It doesn't concern him because I don't live here anymore.
Don't you?
No. You didn't get my change of address card?
No. Oh, well, I've been moving about a bit.
I sent it to your mum's.
Oh, so where are you living?
I've got a little flat over the post office.
Cool.
Well, little is the operative word, but I could squeeze you in somewhere.
Are you sure?
Of course. It's far too late for you to set off to your grand's now. And besides, we've got a lot to catch up on.
Thank you. And I don't mind sleeping on the settee or on the floor even. I've got my sleeping bag.
I think I can find you a bed. There's a box room.
It would only be for one night. I can phone Gran, be on my way in the morning.
There's no rush. You could stay for the weekend if you'd like to.
Really?
Yeah. Like I said, we've got a lot of catching up to do.
Thank you.
The Archers was written by Mary Cutler, and the agricultural story editor is Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Birmingham studios by Kate Oates, and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.